If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TAD Talks from ADDA. They're like TED Talks, but shorter, because ADHD. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our big ADHD brain that helps us activate, plan, and prioritize. Remember what we're doing, if we're following through or not. It's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. This particular TAD Talk is part of a special four-part Activate Your Potential series for Black and Indigenous women of color with ADHD. It's being brought to you every Wednesday in October by Supernus Pharmaceuticals for ADHD Awareness Month. Let's listen in. Activate Your Potential, or The Princess and the Pea Had ADHD, my high potential TAD Talk. So y'all remember the story about the princess and the pea? If you don't, here's the Cliff's Notes. It was a dark and stormy night. There was a wet young lady with potential at the door. There was an eligible prince who was looking for the most sensitive princess in the land. He'd gone everywhere looking for her, and he hadn't found her. So he returned home. The queen mom was shrewd. Sure, you're a princess. How about this? Come on, you can sleep right here. Let me put you way up here on all these mattresses. Don't fall off. Good night. In the morning, she told the queen the truth. I didn't have any sleep. There was a rock in my bed. I'm here to inform you that, like you and me, Princess and the Pea had ADHD. Hi, I'm Michelle Harris Price, and I love that story from the first time my mother ever read it to me. I'm trying to remember what I thought was so cool, and I think it was because she was sensitive like me, but ended up being rewarded for it in the end after a night of excruciating uncomfortableness of feeling like she was sleeping on a big ass boulder. I mean, she slept on top of all those mattresses and still felt the pee. And I felt her pain, even at 4. Little did I know it would take me 40 more years before I'd actually figure out why. Well, I was thinking about what executive function to make this TAD talk about. I got a little triggered by the P word, potential. I'm sure all my ride or die ADHDers listening will roll your eyes and agree with me. That is the one word that traumatized any adult with ADHD in school. But she has so much potential. If she would just apply herself. More like if she would stop disturbing her neighbors around her after she finishes her work at record speed, because it's so easy and is just trying to pass notes to her homegirl. But I digress. So whenever I have a reaction about a word, I verify the definition, because something I figured out about my particular brain is that sometimes when my mind is trying to form a hypothesis, this is information, and a little information is just enough to stop me from entering the ADHD internet rabbit hole of no return, at least for today. Side note about that. What that means is I could activate the neural pattern that all ADHDers run when big brain is engaged in seeking type behavior. And I will end up with a literal cornucopia of knowledge about potential. And I'll tell you more than you ever wanted to know that may or may not end up useful in the future about potential. What it is, how it works, how I can have some, how you can create it, everything but actually achieve it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And if any of you want to know how all that knowledge any ADHDer has acquired that is just sitting there waiting for some random person to come along and ask some really insanely random question that you and only you actually know the answer to in great detail. If you want to know how it got there, just point them to the internet rabbit hole of your mind. See, I just used metacognition on myself to get my brain to focus. What's that? It's thinking about my thinking. I pre-thought about it. I pre-decided I would only look up the definition of potential and keep it pushing. I'm not trying to write the book on it right now. Although, after thinking about it in this TAD talk, Princess and the Pea is a hell of a lot more interesting story as an analogy for not having to do anything but be your natural self to achieve your potential. Which brings me to the definition of potential. As an adjective, having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. As a noun, latent qualities or abilities that may be developed and lead to future success or usefulness. The possibility of something happening or of someone doing something in the future. But, Michelle, potential is not an executive function. ADHD mind loves to connect disparate things, words, entire concepts, people, ideas. And so I entertained my mind for about a minute and boom, there it was. If you think about it, executive functions are only about potential. If you can't activate an executive function of planning, organize, prioritize, you most assuredly will not achieve your potential. If you cannot focus and sustain effort without getting frustrated and persist. If you know your working memory is limited and still don't write it down, AMF potential. Notice how all of these executive functions are related to potential and you start to see a pattern of behaviors that could support you activating potential, achieving potential, if you were more intentional in your thoughts and actions. Which brings me to my main point about potential. The very definition of the words itself says that it may be developed. Let's look at that again. As an adjective, having or showing the capacity to become or develop something in the future. Okay, so what that means, I have an infectious enthusiasm and curiosity for lifelong learning. And I adopted a growth mindset about concepts like intention, law of attraction, but mostly really the law of Goya. The law of G-O-Y-A, get off your ass. And I got that from my mentor, John Assaroff. He's the one that taught me that. Having a growth mindset is the only way I have found to tame my ADHD brain and activate potential. But potential is simply that until it actualizes. What potential are you needing to activate? We ADHDers are multi-potential, especially as it relates to creative problem solving. You see, unbeknownst to the princess, she was being tested. The queen had her ways. We will agree the girl already had princess potential. She would be eligible to marry the prince, but only if she passed the princess sensitivity test. The potential for sensitivity is what the queen was determined to achieve. When she woke up that fateful morning and the queen asked how she'd slept, she spoke her truth. And actually, there's research on women with ADHD, and the research points to telling the truth helps us with our self-efficacy, meaning our belief in ourselves. Telling the truth actually has some use when you speak your truth. There really is some truth to that. I'll say this by saying again, we each do all already have potential. Just by virtue of being alive and breathing, we have potential. When you get intentional about your potential, that's when it activates. And that's my high potential TAD talk. So the princess and the pea was neurodivergent with ADHD like you and me.
This TAD Talk is part of a special four-part Activate Your Potential series for Black and Indigenous women of color with ADHD, brought to you every Wednesday in October by Supernus Pharmaceuticals for ADHD Awareness Month. Be sure to mark your calendar for Saturday, October 29th at 6:30 Eastern and come hang out with us on Twitter Spaces for a live Activate Your Potential with ADHD TAD Talk hosted by all four of us BIPOC women. It's just another way Supernus is supporting women with ADHD. Hope to see you there.